Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
So a 7,000 website mobilization yesterday seems to have changed the minds of at least three critical votes in the U.S. Senate and made some history in the process. More than 7,000 websites, including Wikipedia, staged a one-day protest of the two anti-piracy bills now before Congress. Two former co-sponsors of the Protect IP Act, or PIPA, Republicans Marco Rubio of Florida and John Cornyn of Texas, withdrew their support. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri also said he would stop backing the PIPA bill. One of the websites that participated in the temporary blackout protest was Reddit.com. Alexis Ohanian, the co-founder of Reddit, was on the program earlier this week, joins us again today. Alexis, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
So what is your feeling this morning about the success here and the impact you've had? How crucial are these three votes in the U.S. Senate?
Well, you know what? We cannot deny the success we had yesterday, whether it was at the protests here in New York, San Francisco, or else around the country, or just the impact we've seen melting phone lines at the Senate and the House, for that matter, with Americans who are concerned calling in. That all is a big win. But we're not done yet. There's still a lot more work to do.
And, you know, I can hear the smile on your face, and I have to say that my kids, who rely on Wikipedia, maybe to a fault, were completely outraged yesterday by what was going on and accepted unquestioningly the decision by Wikipedia to call your congressman and oppose the anti-piracy laws. And without debating anti-piracy here, let's talk about the nature of the protest, could we?
Please.
All right. What is the difference between what you and Wikipedia did in shutting off aspects of the internet? And again, Reddit.com isn't you know, connected to intensive care units around the United States. So it's not exactly the most critical piece of internet infrastructure, but it is symbolic. What's the difference between what you guys did pulling the plug and what China does to pull the plug on the internet because it protests the behavior of Google?
Well, I should point out that actually there's an argument to be made that a lot of people became more productive because Reddit was down for those 12 hours.
That's okay. All right. That's good. Good spin. Very good spin.
But seriously, the thing is, when Steve Huffman and I started Reddit in 2005, we got a tremendous opportunity to make something that people loved and succeed from it here as American entrepreneurs. And if either of these laws, SOPA or PIPA, were in place, we simply wouldn't have been able to. And I think it's just only fitting that we think for a moment what our world would be like if such laws were in place, because that would be a world without a site like Reddit.
All right. But as the internet gets more and more a feature of dependency, it's essentially a part of the communications infrastructure of everything that we do in the United States. You know, it approaches the impact of, say, a utility 150 years ago, deciding because it didn't like laws that were being made on the regulation of energy in the United States, cutting off the power. Are we approaching a limit like that?
Well, we'll also keep in mind the difference between that analogy and the China analogy is that those are states interfering. The actions you saw yesterday were all from the private sector. These were the organizations sort of alongside, I know information superhighway is dated, but alongside the information superhighway,
although
we didn't
Alexis,
shut down the highway.
Utilities used to be private corporations, you know?
We also have a tremendous resilience online that we don't really do in meat space. And by that, I mean Reddit, for instance, is an open source website. And so if someone really wanted to, they could have responded to our blackout by taking the source code and launching their own Reddit, a Canadian version of Reddit, if they wanted to, within minutes.
So you were taking a risk that essentially alternatives to Wikipedia and Reddit could have been created instantaneously. That's how the internet works.
Absolutely. And we were perfectly willing to because we know that's how the internet works. That's the magic of something that has such scale and such reach.
What do you think? Let's get out of the sort of confrontational mode here for a moment. What do you think the future of this kind of protest is? Do you see any limits, companies that maybe should limit their ability to shut down and make a point? Google yesterday got 4.5 million signatures simply by putting up a little black sticker on its homepage.
Well, I really hope I hope we wouldn't see any more limit, because part of what we're doing right now is fighting legislation that was written by lobbyists that would become laws that would dictate what the government can and cannot do on the internet. So we're actually working to curb that as it stands. So I would not expect in the future, especially given the fact that now this has become much, much bigger than the tech sector. This is a bunch of Americans who are just angry that $94 million in lobbying from Hollywood has turned into legislation that is just plain bad.
Let's give you some of our listener responses, because we got a lot of responses yesterday. One listener texted this: I am actually more productive, echoing your sentiments a moment ago, with my schoolwork due to Reddit being blacked out. As someone who has known about this bill from the beginning, I'm glad the opposition has picked up such a large grassroots gathering. How much would you say you've picked up in terms of grassroots support?
The decision to actually go black was a response to the internet. It was something we had talked about briefly behind the scenes, but it wasn't until the Reddit community hit a critical mass of users who said, take the site down, that we actually did it. So I think we've seen so much attention in the last 2 months, and that is just coming from random people on the internet who I don't even know. But that's part of the magic of it. And last night we ended up as sound bites on The Daily Show and Colbert Report. So it's come a long way.
That's the metric, eh? Right in the 21st century. I was prepared, one listener texted to us, so not so much effect. 2 days would have been a different story. As an IT professional, here's another listener, an avid gamer, I've been trying to educate my friends and family on the bill, as well as ACTA and PIPA. The freedom of the internet is something that needs to be protected, and the far-reaching language of the bill allows many multi-billion-dollar corporations the ability to kill so many content providers that there would be a genocidal sweep of websites and stifle creation and commerce on the web out of fear of being sued. Is that an articulate statement of your position from that listener?
I would not have dropped the G-bomb like that. but I cannot... You cannot trivialize what would be the potential for wholesale destruction of so much innovation online. In fact, Salman Khan of the Khan Academy has a YouTube video up, and he just put up one yesterday breaking down SOPA PIPA in a way that only Salman Khan can. He is extremely articulate. It's about 8 or 9 minutes, but I would recommend it to anyone who still has any questions about these bills. Salman Khan runs a nonprofit.
Yep. No, we will link to it on our website as well. Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit.com, participated in the protest yesterday, which the takeaway from this conversation is it was more about education than about inflicting pain. Alexis, thanks so much.
Thank you.